George Stack.
This is Jamie with a point of order.
Yes.
Your time's up for this item.
Okay, very good. So we're going to be moving on then to the next item on the agenda, which is the interim CFO report. LaVarn?
Yes. Thank you. The report will be coming to you shortly, but basically what I have is an update from the first report. Can everyone hear me okay? Okay, great. So that was a check. But so it's an update from the report from the prior meeting, and our reports, I would like to send them to you, but I'm working with two computers. One is my computer from work, and I don't have internet connection. I mean, I don't have Wi-Fi in my house any longer. So I will try to send you the report sometime before the end of the meeting or first thing in the morning, because I will be in the office. I understand tomorrow is a holiday. So anyway, that's what I can do for you. So I'll just read briefly. You know, again, you know, you have my, I really thank and appreciate you guys for like putting me in the. Excuse me, is someone ill? Oh, okay. I thought I heard someone like about to expire or something. But I'd like to thank you, the board, for putting me in this position to try to help the foundation, particularly at this time, which is not a laughing matter. And I had listed some of the ongoing responsibilities and activities that we have engaged in since my selection, which is, I guess, been about 5 weeks ago. And first of all, I just wanted to say that we completed the financial close, and the current financial plan and cycle of the foundation closes the books on the 20th of each month. And in summary, the income and revenue results for January year-to-date for the foundation, which is the first 4 months of the fiscal year, we were at the revenue total $4.8 million, which was right about on budget. In fact, it was about $50,000 higher or better than the budget, which is about 1%. And January year-to-date expenses, though, were about $5 million, which was actually $151,000, or 3% worse than budget, resulting in a net loss of $328,000, which is actually $154,000 worse than budget after the cash and capital. And the results speak for themselves that, you know, we are at this point, the first 4 months, we're $154,000 worse than budget. And again, we're in the process now, as Grace has stated, to actually go into a plan update process. And the updated plan should reflect all the board-imposed reductions and will project revenue and expenses based on this abrupt downturn in the economy, and also the experience of the fund drives over the winter fund drive season. And as I believe Leslie had said, we certainly congratulate all the stations and everyone who have, all people who have contributed to the success of the fund drives, although there's definitely shortfalls at some of the stations. And I guess the station that actually exceeded, a large amount also was KPFK. But again, we'd like to thank not only the stations, the staff, but the listeners and everyone who actually are the driving force for this foundation. And to go into some of the activities that we have accomplished, actually I have since I began the job, which was February the 1st, that's about 5 weeks ago, that the big thing was that we did conclude the financial close for the month of January, and again, would like to thank the operations staff, the finance staff, and everyone who were successful in making this happen, and that in this process, what we were able to accomplish, the staff, was to actually input the budgets into the Great Plains system and successfully produce the first reports, including the variances to budget. And we have all of this by station, by month, and year-to-date. So the format you'll receive tomorrow will show by month and by the first quarter and compare it all in year-to-date and compare all of that to budget. So this was a big task. Leslie had mentioned Efren from the business manager, so he came up and really worked a lot on that, along, of course, with Lynn Magno. And we were able to get that done, and again, be improving it each month. And the other thing is that, as I said, the financial close now is on the 20th of the month, and we're going to close on the 15th of for the month of February. And after meeting with the business managers, they target April as the month when we'll actually close on the 5th day, business day of the month, which is like tremendous improvement. And some of the other activities, I reviewed these reports with the National Finance Committee and looked at some of those things. We've also reviewed some of the reports with the general manager and the business managers from the Pacifica Radio Archives and also from WPFW, and that's a really good process that we need to implement and perhaps somehow get the National Finance Committee at that time, perhaps in on the call when we do that, if they're available. And some of the other updates from the prior month is that we did post the open requisition for an FP&A manager for the national office, and we interviewed and hired an internal candidate. We have generated at the national office cash flow projections for February and March month in, and we've reviewed cash flow projections from the other stations, which included Pacifica Radio Archives in the meeting with Brian DeShavers and with Mariana, her last name is escaping me for a minute. Okay, and I've also participated in a National Finance Committee conference call meetings. We have, I think I went over that. We have also... met with ADP to explore transition into ADP from prime pay for our payroll, but we found that it's not financially it's not the right decision based on with the way that it was presented to us. So the ADP salespeople are going to come back to us on that one. And I felt, I think, note in the last report is that I did meet and establish a business relationship with our interim foundation counsel and updated and reviewed him on all outstanding legal cases. We, in addition, we have tried to look at, review, analyze legal expenses relative to the audit and to the mounting outstanding legal expenses. And I can give you some information on that because I do have the cash flow for the national office, and also I have a balance sheet. And other activities that I can just go over briefly is that the major thing, I don't know if Nia wants to, she doesn't want me to steal her thunder, but the audit has been concluded. They called to report that, I believe, on Friday. I think they were opening a bottle of champagne, maybe more than one, because they have said that this was a difficult audit, and because it was their first time, too. So, but I've also reviewed the auditor's billings with them and requested the itemized statements from the auditor. And the other little things, as far as I said, I was like fighting fires, and that was like I've gotten calls from one of the affiliate stations, you know, wanting to really look at the terms and conditions of the contract, of the affiliate contract, so try to direct him to the affiliate director. And I've also reviewed and discussed off-air fundraising proposals for Pacifica, for the foundation, in relation to the 60th anniversary of the foundation, and talk with the KPFA Community Affairs Director, Bob Baldock, and also just trying to look at, you know, opportunities to for revenue ideas for the foundation. While the audit was going on, there were like almost, you know, there were phone calls all the time in terms of trying to get the latest updates from the attorneys on exposures in the audit. And the other thing in terms of other major things that we're trying to get on the calendar and we'll be discussing more with the business managers is that the foundation really needs an inventory audit, and that's also something we would discuss with the technical director. And again, with the business managers and the general managers, that the foundation needs to have a general inventory audit. So that's basically it. I'm ready for questions.
All right. Anybody have any questions for LaVorne?
Looking great.
Before we go on for questions for LaVorne, this report includes a report from the National Finance Chair, which is basically you, Jamie, at this point.
Yes. I thought it would be most appropriate for me to discuss our meeting in the committee section, but the one point I could bring out here is the details of the winter fund drives, which I don't believe that LaVorne went into.
Right.
Just to summarize briefly, based on what I saw, based on the budgets that we passed in September, all the stations failed to meet their drive goals, some by most by significant margins. And what that works out to be network-wide, if you factor in the fulfillment rate, there will be an income shortfall due to these winter drives not meeting their goals of approximately $366,000. So that's the hit from the winter drives not meeting their goals. The missing of the drive goals was by an amount of less than 1% at KPFK to 25% or so at KPFT. Most of the every station except KPFK missed by a large margin, you know, many tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of dollars. So basically, the number is, one more time, $366,000 income shortfall due to these drive goals being missed.
Okay, correct.
Thank you for that, Jamie. Now, are there any questions for either LaVorne or Jamie? I'll take a stack.
Yeah, Sean, please.
Yeah, Bonnie, just stack.
Okay. I think Bonnie wanted to be on first, so take
you
first.
No, I think that was Nia in there.
Oh, Nia. Okay, Nia. Did you have a question, Nia? Okay, let's go on to Bonnie then, because I don't hear Nia.
Yeah, LaVorne, I couldn't quite understand you. Did you say that we did an open hire?
Oh, we did, yeah.
And it was posted everywhere?
Yeah, it was actually posted in December, November, and there were actually interviews that were done in November and December. I can send you a copy and the report if you'd like.
In November and December,
there were interviews, yeah.
For a national office job?
Yeah.
Oh,
it's on the KPFT website.
I'm sorry?
I must have lost track. I just couldn't quite understand you when you were saying.
Oh, I'm sorry.
About the hire.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you, Bonnie. Sean is next.
Yeah. LaVorne, in terms of our legal expenses, in terms of both settlement and fees, I'd like some figures in the aggregate. We don't have to talk about specific cases, but in terms of a whole number, in terms of settlement and fees, what kind of numbers are we looking at? And I have a secondary question after that. Thank you.
Okay. I can tell you that in the national office, we have outstanding invoices of $113,000, and we're arranged to with one. Oh, that little rat is back.
Yeah.
Okay. That in the national office we have $400,000 in legal expenses and the one attorney we pay them like $10,000 a month. It's ongoing, and this is based on New York cases. And then for local, we're trying to pay initially pay like $5,000 a month until we can reduce that. And then on the balance sheet for WPFW, we have expenses, I think it's about, I'm trying to find the balance sheet here, of we have expenses on the balance sheet for PFW legal totals, the number is, I think the number is about, it's like about, I think, 70 now, or maybe, it's at least 50. I'm trying to find it here.
Okay, now that's on fees. Do we have any idea on how much these settlements have cost us over the last few years of the various cases throughout the network?
You know, I'm working on that, and I think I can get that done like by midweek of this week. That's a project that I'll work on. Tomorrow's a holiday, so I'll work on that, getting the reports to you, to
Thank
the board, you. And also I should be through with that. We should be through by Wednesday or so, but that's the project. I'm trying to do a timeline on this, exactly what you're asking for.
Thank you very much. And also, on the
Grace, this is Jamie with a point of order.
Yes, go ahead, Jamie.
You're actually at time for this item.
Okay. Sean, there was only one EFIA, I believe, was on the stack. Is that correct?
Yeah, my only question was with internal controls. How are our internal controls looking in terms of auditing?
Well, the one about separating the receiving checks and the person who received the checks, deposited the checks. So in our office, we have set up the process where the payroll manager opens these checks, and then Christine will, you know, she inputs it and then deposits the check. So we're trying to, you know, it's new, so we're trying to make sure we get that done. And so, yeah, that's one of the items, and then the other items we'll address as a group.
You know,
I make a motion to extend by 5 minutes so Afia can ask her question.
Second.
Okay. Is there any objection to that?
Yes.
Okay. Jamie objects. I'd hate to go to, how about we make it 2 minutes and not have to go to a roll call vote, which is just going to take up 5 minutes anyway.
Thank you.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. So hearing no, are there any objections to 2 minutes? Okay. Afia, why don't you ask your question quickly?
Where the national office is in the process of establishing the the budget for the affiliates program.
What we're going to do is ask Ursula to give us her what she thinks her expenses will be for through the end of this year, the fiscal year. But in terms of going in and setting up that budget into Great Plains, you know, that's the plan to do it. So, you know, it just has to be done once we get the numbers in and do it. So that's where we are with that. You know, we're at the national office, we're the ones who will have to code it as affiliates and set it up and then have it the subtotal to national office. So, you know, it's a doable thing. We just have to, when we get in to do the new plan update, we'll have to see if we can implement it there, which is what we want to do. Otherwise, we'll definitely have it done for the new fiscal plan for 2010, which everyone start needs to think about the plan as well as this plan update.
Thank you very much, LaVarne. All right, we're going to move on to the next agenda item, which is to finalize the date and venue for the April in-person PNB meeting. Bonnie, can you take that and describe the venue and the reason for the date?
Lemlin and I both did quite a lot of work on this, and it's a very full weekend. However, I think that we have found a very good place to do the meetings. It's the International House, which is part of UC Berkeley. It's a student housing location. I've been over and looked at the room, and it should work just fine for us. It budgets out very well so that we will not be spending very much money on it. It's about a mile from KPFA. They have a dining commons there that I'm told is perfectly groovy, and we are able to get a number of our meals there, so we won't have to actually leave the meeting space. And it's quite a comfortable area to have meals right there. They're also very reasonably priced. There is public transportation by bus, and on Fridays at least there is campus shuttle from the BART station, the downtown Berkeley BART station. I'm working on a small amount of parking that we may need for staff cars and people working on the meeting because parking is not terribly easy there. What else should I be bringing up here? I would assume that we're going to start the meeting. I'm waiting, actually, for the board to figure out whether we'll be starting the meeting early in the afternoon on Friday with the training or whether we'll begin, as is our usual custom, with the public session at 5 or 6 at night on Friday. I know that the KPFA LSB has been asked how many people are willing to put people up in their homes, and we're just in the process of gathering that information. And until we have that, we can't really move forward on coming up with a few hotel rooms that we'll need in case there aren't enough people that are able to open hospitality at their own houses for folks coming in. It's the weekend of April 24 through 26. And if anybody has questions, that might be easier because I don't know what else to tell you. I have a lot of information, though, about the space.
Okay, before we go on, Joe, can you update a little bit on the housing options that have come up?
I'm waiting to hear back from people. I mean, I'm not only talking to LSB members, but just former members from the LSB and community people, but I haven't gotten enough firm commitment to be able to report back. But I should have more information by the time I get it on Tuesday.
But there is some willingness to...
there is.
Good.
If there are people who are already planning to stay with friends or have some other arrangement in the Bay Area, it would be really good if you let us know. Also,
this is
LaVarne. To do these counts.
Okay. All right.
Points of information.
Pardon me?
Points of information. Lizette.
Oh, Lizette. Go ahead, Lizette.
When did we say the meeting was going to be in April? I'm sorry, I didn't hear it.
April 24, 25,
26. Yeah, the coordinating committee did some work on this, as well as the PNB as a whole, and really there are no other feasible dates that we could come up with. The meeting actually should have occurred in March, but it was impossible to have it occur so quickly, so we have opted for this weekend in April. Other weekends were discussed but found to be unacceptable for a number of reasons. I recall writing you an email asking that you do all you can, Lizette, to move your work schedule around because we really would like to have you at the in-person meeting, as we would like to
I'll
have
try
all...
My...
Pardon me?
I will try my best to be there.
Okay, thank you. And
this is LaVarne. I just have a couple of points.
Yeah, I just
Madam
before
Chair, this
before
is Sean.
We
can I get on the stack?
And then Wendy.
Okay, all right. Why don't you go, LaVarne? You go first.
What I need from the PNB, and I can just send you the list of the people who we expect that the PNB approves to attend, so that when these people call in to make their reservations, if your name is not on the list, then the travel agent will ask for your credit card. And the other thing is that, if we're still expecting people to stay at a hotel, well, Lynn Magno has volunteered to find a suitable place based on the location.
LaVarne?
Yes.
I can certainly speak to Lynn. I actually have priced out hotels, all the hotels in the East Bay. and I think I have some really reasonable and very nice places.
Okay, well,
that's great.
If you could touch base with her, I would appreciate that.
Yeah.
Okay. Carolyn on the stack, please, Grace.
Okay, we had Sean next, I believe. But before we go on to Sean, I want to really thank Bonnie for doing all this work. It's going to save the foundation so much money. And to be able to set this up so far in advance is really wonderful. It's helped me a lot because it means that this whole issue is resolved in a way that's very frugal. So thank you, Bonnie.
Yeah, it's also, thanks, I think, it's a really lovely building. It's a mission-style building. And
it's the most beautiful street in the world. Piedmont? Pretty nice. In the world. It's very nice.
I think everybody will be happy with that part of the meeting.
I'm sure we will. Now, I think that Sean is next on the stack.
Yeah, and first I want to join in thanking Bonnie. Thank you for getting us one of the most beautiful places in the world. And also, my question is,
that
to
was
it's
Wendy
really,
that thought that.
It's
yeah,
really,
I'm out of touch.
Okay, all right. It's really a point of information. I heard that we're going to have a training in Berkeley. I thought we were well trained in Los Angeles, and what more do we need to be trained
on?
I'm sorry, I
actually wasn't saying that we were going to have one. I was saying that I was waiting for information from the board as to whether you want to have one or we want to start the meeting in the evening on Friday.
Okay, this is Grace. I think that I would like to have a training in the afternoon, but more a presentation. I was brainstorming with Lem and Sean Heitkemper. More a presentation possibly on the new media platforms that we should be looking forward to being a part of or something like that I think the board would find of interest. So I would like to plan on a pre-meeting, I don't know if you want to call it a training or a little symposium on where we're going, what our options are for the future.
Symposium is better, and thank you for the clarification, ladies. Thanks.
Okay, now I forgot. I know there was one other person on the stack.
Carolyn, if I may.
Carolyn, yes.
Yeah, I just had a question for Bonnie. The hotels that you have scoped out, how far are they in terms of walking distance from the meeting place?
There aren't any really appropriate hotels in walking distance.
Okay.
I have tried all of the student housing possibilities, and because it's April, that's just not going to pan out for us because they're in full session. The one hotel that is closest is very, very pricey. I'd like to just sit on it for a minute and talk to Lynn, and we'll try to see what we can work out that makes the best sense.
Yeah, may I make a suggestion here?
Certainly.
One is that I know the university has guest housing. Generally, it's reserved for faculty from other colleges, but they might have room for us.
I did do the Berkeley Faculty Club and the City Club and student housing. Yeah, you know, guest housing. Mm-hmm. And I'm not having much luck yet. I'll continue and see if I've missed something. But because they're in full session, you know, I just wasn't coming up with anybody that was telling me what we'd have. I've been kind of asking for a small number of rooms because it does seem that a number of people are either going to stay with friends or be staying at other people's homes. We'll certainly keep that in mind. To tell you the truth, I wasn't nearly as concerned about it. I know that we'll be able to put that together. Because that we've gotten the building.
Thank you, Bonnie.
I had one more question, if I may.
Unless it's really important and can't be handled by email, I think we're almost out of time on this.
Yes,
and
Grace, you are at time.
Carolyn,
yeah,
email me other ideas, Carolyn.
I certainly will. It's about MLK,
Grace,
yes.
Okay,
did you not have me on the
deck? Hey, order here. I would entertain a motion from somebody to accept this date and venue so that we can have it finalized tonight and we can move on with arrangements.
So moved.
Okay, and we got a second in there. Is there any objection to that?
Everybody know, Grace, can I say this? That
quickly.
The coordinating committee is meeting Tuesday night, and that if anybody has suggestions, they can forward them to us, and we'll talk about it on Tuesday night.
Great.
Yeah, and Carolyn would like to add that the MLK Center where we stayed a few years ago should be available, too.
Tell the coordinating committee.
Okay.
I
Thank you. We're moving on now to agenda item 8, and that's a motion being presented to the board by Lizette King, Sean Casey O'Brien, and Joe Wanzala regarding the WPFW director election. And who would like to take that up? One of you three? Which one of you three would like to present that motion?
I would.
Okay, Lizette, go ahead.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Right, okay. I'm concerned at the notion that any LSB can just violate rules and not take any notice of the of decisions taken by the PNB. I have just, looked at my email and realized that the PFW chair told you, Chair, that she will be responding to you shortly. What I'm concerned about, I believe we had enough time at the last meeting to do something about that decision, and instead what we got was a notice that she had, this is the chair of the LSB, had sought legal advice and had come to the conclusion that the PNB was out of order, and those are direct quotes. So it was in that vein that I decided to put this motion to the board. I still think we should go along with it, despite the fact that the email is asking you to wait until we meet in February. I mean, sorry, on Wednesday next. But I still feel that there should be some pressure exerted. More than that, I would like Jim Brown, which is another PNB, to let us know for the record where those ballots are, and if they're not where they're supposed to be, which is the Fair Vote organization, why it's not there.
Okay. That's three people.
And I move that motion, actually.
Thank you. And as three people are presenting it, it will be considered seconded. Is there any discussion on this motion?
I object to that. Somebody has to second this motion other than the three.
All right. Does anyone care to second the motion then?
Yes, Carolyn, I second it. Thank you.
Okay, very good. Very good. It's now seconded. Any discussion?
Yes, Sherry on this day.
Okay. Sherry, go ahead.
I think that the direction of the PNB to simply exclude one of the candidates and recount the existing ballots violates every principle, every professional objective principle of single transferable vote counting. People voted thinking that there were X, Y, and Z candidates. If one of the candidates, through no fault of the voters, for some reason is deemed to be ineligible for that election, people may have voted differently. And for the PNB to have directed WPFW to engage in an activity to determine who won the election.
Madam Chair, this
which
is Sean.
I'm not done, and somebody just made a noise, if you don't mind.
This is not germane to the motion, okay?
I
want to say that my
Madam
colleague...
Madam Chair,
point
you're...
Point of order,
yes,
point of order.
No,
has not been recognized.
Yeah, really?
Point of order.
Madam,
you're out of order.
Point of order, Madam Chair, could you please call on people and don't let people speak if they're not called on?
Yeah, Sean.
Thank you.
Let Sherry, I understand, but your point of order is not well taken at this time. Please allow Sherry to continue what she wants to say.
So I have a problem with the entire procedure. The motion seeks to legitimize an action taken by this board that I think violates every principle of single transferable votes and the very basic notion of democracy and giving a voice to many people and a choice. There should be a new election. That is not the way that this should be conducted, and it deprives everyone who voted in that election for their delegate the opportunity to have their votes fully fully counted and to have been given the opportunity to have cast an intelligent, knowing vote.
Okay, anyone else
Same.
Like to?
Jamie?
Sean, put on the staff,
okay.
please.
Let Sean go first, and then Jamie.
My colleague's remarks were not germane to the motion before us. What the motion before us asks is that a member of this board turn over the ballots so they can be retallied. Once they have been retallied, we can discuss these other questions. No, now don't you interrupt me, Shay.
I just wanted you to know what it's
Shay, you're out of order.
Shay,
you're out of order. Continue, Sean.
Okay, so I just want to say that the remarks of my colleague were not germane to this motion. Okay, and that we should vote on this motion. Once this motion is voted on, then we can hear my colleague's concerns.
Okay, Jamie is next.
Madam Chair, this is Stacey.
You're on the stack. Jamie comes before you. Jamie?
Okay, thank you, Grace. Let's see, my comments were in not completing the tabulation of the ballots that were cast in January. We are depriving the rights of other people that were candidates for director from WPFW who actually met the qualifications for the position. We're depriving them of their rights. One of those people should rightly be a director right now. I don't really understand the mindset of the voters or the candidate or at the meeting where PFW conducted this election, but it seems clear to me that the bylaws stated that the one person who came in first did not meet the qualifications, and so that person should be passed over and those votes passed on to their next person. That seems like the obvious way to remedy this situation, and I guess I am quite disappointed that a very clear motion from the PNB giving direction what to do has not been complied with. You know, I don't understand why that is the case, and I wish it were not the case. Thanks.
Okay, thank you, Jamie. AC?
Well, first of all, as I understand from the chair and other board members, that this matter is to be brought up before the board on Wednesday. So I would encourage the board not to. In fact, I put up a motion now, motion to table whatever this motion is until after the LSB has submitted its report. I think the way that this is proceeding right now is proceeding on the basis of some sort of dictatorship. And we understand we've gotten a letter, but we also understand we had to evaluate that letter. And and that's precisely what we're doing. And we're going to submit a report to you to the board on Thursday, actually, it'd be the next day. But that's what we're going to do. I think
point of information.
The sense
okay.
of don't interrupt me, Sean.
Yeah,
just
stay
off the line.
Let AC continue.
Yeah, and so what I'm talking about is that I agree with what Sherry has just said, and you can't. There's a lot of. I don't want to get into the details of what is going to be discussed. It has to be reviewed by the LSB, and I think the LSB has a right to review this letter. Has a right to review the decision that was made by the PNB. And we're not committing a crime by doing that. And we will submit a report to you, to the board, and I think that's what we ought to do. And I'd like to...
Hold on. Wait a second.
I'd like to second AC's motion. I'm seconding
okay.
AC's motion.
Okay, all right. And,
my motion
is tabled.
This is
hold on.
Motion.
I was going to recognize you. Just a minute. Sean had a point of information. Please, no yelling, Sean. Just say it.
Madam Chair,
I'm on one because we're trying to ram through something. This is not a motion up for... you know, this is something that has already been passed by the board. We asked Jim to do this, okay? Jim has not done this. This isn't like something that's open to consideration. This is a mandate from the board to which he is a member, okay?
Well,
so please,
why is he screaming,
issue,
Madam Chair?
I think I'd like to finish my statement.
Point of order, Madam Chair.
Okay. No, I'm not getting the talk, Madam Chair. Thank you very much, okay?
Wait a second.
Jamie,
what is your point of order?
Let's see, my point of order. First, I have two points of order. First of all, I thought Sean called a point of information. I didn't hear a question in there.
I'd ask you as chair to
make to ensure that point of order, point of information are actually questions. The second point of order I have, AC made a motion to, quote, table this until after a meeting. I think he means a motion to postpone. A motion to table has no...
Thank you.
No date associated with it. And also, this another aspect of a motion to table is it's a non-debatable motion. So if AC truly does mean to make a motion to table, we have to vote on it right now.
Thank you so much, Jamie.
You may want to ask if it's really
motion. May I finish? I've been interfered with several times here.
And so have I.
Sean, please. Okay. Sean,
I
understand. Just let AC respond to Jamie's question. AC,
my point is that I had said in the motion that we will be getting back to the PNB on not later than Thursday of this week, and that if the issue is postponing this issue, then I can go for that as well.
Okay, and Nia, you seconded it. Is that acceptable to you to call it a postponing the consideration rather than tabling it?
Yes, I do. And I okay. also Madam
Very
Chair.
Good. Yeah, let's now discuss this motion to postpone. All right?
May I be on the stack?
Is that Jim or Rico?
Rico.
Okay, yes. Rico, you're next.
Out of order.
Okay, Nia, what's the point of order?
You know, I heard a member use the word that's on the screen.
I don't hear you, Nia. Can you say that more clearly for me? Repeat it.
I'm getting up. I heard a member use the word DS on the screen. Could you just tell me that that's not acceptable?
What is she saying?
That an improper language was used.
Absolutely not true on this end.
Okay, very good. Now, there was no particular person being accused. Thank you, Nia. I'll instruct the board that to please speak if you can speak in as non-inflammatory a way as possible, because that's what the board would like, and also no profanity of any kind. On these calls, I'm losing my place. Who was the next on the
list? It was Rico. I think it was Rico.
Rico. Yes, Rico. Go ahead.
Yeah. I would also like to ask the board that I know this stuff is pretty passionate, but when we raise our voices very loud, it exacerbates the whole problem of trying to communicate. So maybe we can keep that in mind. What I wanted to say about this is that my understanding is that the buck stops with the PNB. It goes through various levels, but it eventually gets to the PNB, and the PNB is like the Supreme Court. It makes a decision, and that's where it stops. But out of respect for what AC said, and as they have already got it on the agenda, maybe it's not a bad idea, since it's only a few more days, for us to give them a courtesy and at least let them evaluate it and come back with whatever they have to say. But the reality is the BNP... The PNB has made its decision on this, and maybe after we hear what the LSB has to say on it, we can then consider whether we would like to reconsider it. But my biggest fear is that we go to the PNB meetings, we have a big discussion about something, we come to a conclusion, and then we have to go over this again and again, and that stops us from getting other business done. So I would say, I would urge the board to maybe be considered in this particular case, but to refrain from bringing things back to the PNB once they've already been decided. Thank you.
Thank you.
Can I?
Is that Sandra?
Lizette.
Okay. Go ahead, Lizette.
I would like to explain to Rico that this motion came about because, as far as I'm concerned, a decision was taken at LSB level to not comply with a PNB decision, number one. Number two, there is the element of those ballots that should have been with the fair vote. They should have been passed over to the fair vote organization. As far as I'm aware, that has not been done. And the motion is simply making aware the PNB that its decision was not complied with, and if the buck stops at the PNB, something should be done. The fact that we're going over whether it's right or not is out of order. We have already made the decision.
Thank you, Lucette.
Is there any Jamie? You're out of time.
Madam
okay.
Chair.
Okay. All right. Now we're going to come to a vote. We're out of time on this agenda item.
Madam Chair, I didn't get a chance to speak here. This is Jim.
Okay. Can the board just give a little leeway of 2 minutes for Jim to speak as this concerns him? Would there be any objection to that? All right.
I would like to move to extend for 5 minutes for comments and discussion.
Okay. Is there a second to that?
I'll second that.
Okay. Is there any objection to extending this for 5 minutes? Okay. Hearing no objection.
Madam Chair, who made that motion?
That was made by Carolyn.
Carolyn Burden, thank you.
Okay.
And there's some noise in the background. Can everybody please try to mute? Okay, I hear no noise now. Go ahead, Jim.
First of all, let me say this, is that the LSB clearly understands the authority of the PNB. It and the no time want to oppose the ruling of the PNB. What they wanted to do was get a clearer understanding. And at that meeting, there was so much confusion and so much bickering going back and forth. Time ran out in that building that we were having our meeting in. We had to be out of there by 9 o'clock. So that's why it was cut short. It wasn't that we refused to do anything about it. We wanted to do something about it. Secondly, I personally do not appreciate anyone saying or implying that something was done with the ballot illegally. What I did was I took the ballot through the meeting and it got so out of whack there, I left the ballot with our chair. We, with the understanding that we were going to handle this at our next meeting. No intention was made to defy your ruling of any sort. But we wanted to make sure that our LSB understood what was going on and that they did not leave there confused.
Point of information.
Okay, I hear that. Now, can I ask you something, Jim? So
yes.
The ballots are currently in the possession of Zarina's Shakir?
Yes, and they have been ever since that meeting. So it's not a matter of us trying not to do anything about it. It's just that we did not want our LSD to feel so dejected over this matter. We didn't want them to feel as though they were not counted, that they had no value whatsoever in this matter. And
okay, I understand that. And what
not
the
do that at the meeting. The majority of the majority of the people at the meeting were very much confused, and they wanted to get more clarification on it. We didn't have a chance to finish the discussion.
Point of information, Madam Chair.
Okay, go ahead, Sandra.
I said that before.
I'm not going to put people on the stack if they shout out in the middle of someone else speaking before they've finished. So, Lizette, if you ask again, I will put you on a stack, but Sandra is going to take precedence. Go ahead, Sandra.
This is just a point of information, a question that I have. in that during that meeting, Jim has clearly stated was very chaotic and hectic and a lot of shouting and whatnot. Were the at that time the legal counsel and the interim executive director contacted, and did they advise as how to proceed? And if they did that cause votes to be taken a specific way? And if that was the case, I would suggest that the votes be retabulated as they were cast, because it's possible, or in my opinion, that the information that was given to the LSB at that time was not correct.
Madam Chair, may I answer?
Yes, you can go ahead and answer.
Are you speaking of the original election?
Yes.
When there was question as to the eligibility of the candidate who actually were appointed to the board or seated on the board that April, some folks said it should be that they should be eligible, and some folks said not. To clarify that, I then made the call. Okay? I made the call, and results were that we could interpret the ruling as of people who were seated during that term, during the year, were eligible. So the people began to vote based on the information we had at the time, thinking that they were doing what was right. We were not trying to do anything that was improper. Many of the people on the board were very surprised when this came up again.
Thank you.
I had a point of information also. And thank Carol, you for clarifying that, Jim. Okay. Were you finished? You were finished, weren't you, Sandra?
Yes.
Okay.
I did say points of information.
Yes, okay. Now, Lisette is next.
I would like to ask, through you, Chair, how did passing the ballots from Jim to Zarina comply with clear instructions from you that those ballots should go to the Fair Vote Organization? How did that comply with that request?
Clearly, it was out of compliance with my request and with the wishes of the PNB. So now I would like to go continue. Thank you for the question, Lisette. Leslie, you had a point of information?
No, I just found my answer. Thank you.
Grace, you're at time.
Okay, we're at time for this. It's a motion to postpone.
Point of information.
Okay. Quickly, Sean.
Have what's been turned over to Fair Vote, and if not, why?
Okay. Jim,
Madam
do you want
to... Chair, we were at time.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Sean. It was clear that they were not turned over to Fair Vote. They were turned over to the chair of the LSB. You know what? We can't go into this right now. We're at the end of time for this agenda item.
Carolyn,
we're going to come to vote. There is no stack because we're out of time.
No, I want to extend, please. Thank you.
Okay. And how long did you want to extend the this?
Thank you. So I can get on the stack.
5 minutes. Did you say?
Object.
Okay. Does anyone second Carolyn's desire to...
This is Sean, second.
Okay. Now, extending time takes a two-thirds vote per Robert's rule. So let's just go to a vote on this for extending time. Richard?
Madam Chair, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. Sherry Kindleman? Bonnie Simmons, Andrea Turner,
no,
Joe Wenzala,
pass,
Sean O'Brien.
Yes.
Leslie Radford. Leslie Radford. Nico Ross.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes.
Ryder.
Pass.
Senator Rawline.
No.
Wendy Shrell.
Yes.
Susan Young. Susan Young. Iberiaco.
No, let's move it.
Carolyn.
Yeah.
Yes, Burden, yes.
Kathy Davis. Jamie Ross.
No.
Jim Brown.
No.
A.C. Byrd.
No.
Lizette King.
I just want to run the clock. I want to table it.
Yes, Sherry, please mute your phone.
Thanks for sharing your strategy.
Yes, thank you, Sherry.
Well, you're welcome.
Lizette King.
Yes.
David Beaton. Fia Wangaza.
Yes.
It's Bonnie Simmons. I was
indisposed. Yes, Bonnie Simmons.
Thank you. No.
Okay, we had a pass from Joe Wanzala.
Yes.
Why don't you check with Sherry also?
Sherry Gindelman, are you there?
Yes.
How do you vote on this?
No.
And this is Leslie. I'll also vote no.
Okay.
Run the clock.
Leslie.
George.
George Ross.
Yes.
Okay, I think we've, you're counting, Richard?
Susan Young, is it? No, I'll get.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
That's Susan Young?
Yeah, I guess I was muted. Yes.
Eight yeses, is that right, Madam Chair?
You know, I didn't count this one.
Yes,
sorry.
I have. Oh.
Did you get my vote, just Kathy?
Eight
yeses, and how many noes?
I've got eight noes.
Okay.
Yeah, I was
This motion would take a two-thirds vote, so it fails. We are going to go now to a vote on A.C. Byrd's motion to postpone. Richard, can you take the roll on that?
Okay. Sherry Gindelman?
Yes.
Bonnie Simmons?
Yes.
Anita Turner?
Yes.
Joe Wanzala?
No.
Sean O'Brien?
No.
Leslie Radford?
Yes to table.
No,
postpone.
Leslie, yes to postpone, not to table.
Excuse me, yes to postpone.
Rico Ross? Rico Ross?
Yes to postpone.
Okay. George Ryder?
No.
Sandra Rawline?
No.
Wendy Shrell?
Did it say to postpone till when?
The 12th.
No.
Susan Young?
No.
Nia Beriaco?
Yes. Did you hear me?
Yes. Carolyn Burden?
No.
Okay. Kathy Davis?
No.
Jamie Ross?
No.
Jim Brown?
Yes.
Stacey Bird?
Yes.
Ted King?
No.
Beaton is not here, I think. Lafio Wingata?
No.
I got 11. No, no, I've got no's first. I'm sorry.
10 to 8.
11 to 8.
8 to 11.
Okay, that motion to postpone fails.